Okay. Hello. We're back here with the podcast, but it's not a normal podcast. It's a new type of podcast, as you can tell by the name.
We're throwing some new direction at you.
Yeah, so this is a new sort of podcasty sort of thing we're doing. It's like a sort of
filling the gaps.
So it's between, we're doing it between episodes, so we've aptly named it.
The Point Fives.
So P-O-I-N-T, five.
Yeah.
So instead of sort of having a guest, a friend.
Yeah, it's going to be a shorter episode that we can smash out quicker.
Yeah, so we're going to do a few of these.
Just have a chat down.
But if we do like a 0.5 and then we have another 0.5 between the 0.5 and episode, would that be a 0.75?
Or I don't think it needs to be every time. I mean, just when we got some dirt, you know. When we've got time to sit down in between and get some down, you know.
So, yeah, we're just discussing on air because we're just sort of rolling with it. We're rolling with the punches, as the phrase is. So, yeah, so we're doing these. We're sort of shorter episodes just for you to get in your ears, to listen.
We can have a bit of a throwback to stuff we've already done as well.
Yeah, episode one. We could even put in some sort of, like, bonus features, previous chatter, some little combos.
Deleted scenes.
Yeah, so we can have, like, a little jingle, like, flashback to that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And that's the jingle right there.
So, yeah, that's the jingle. And then we just sort of play a little deleted clip.
Yeah. We've got a lot of them.
A fucking lot.
Yeah, fucking loads of them, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is the first of a few 0.5s.
Ding.
And that jingle signifies we're back.
We're back in the
Ladies
room.
And gentlemen.
We haven't even moved.
No. All I've done is touch my hair a little bit more than I normally do.
A little bit of a tickle of the quiff.
So yeah, quiff. Have a laugh. Quiff. So yeah, we're just sort of sitting down having a chat. It's a bloody warm day, isn't it? It's bloody
I'm toasty.
Warm. It's bloody warm.
It's getting to the point where I'm annoyed because it's warm.
Yeah. He's annoyed when he's cold. He's annoyed when he's warm. I actually genuinely saw him put his hand in lukewarm water once, and he was pissed off because it was just warm.
Warm.
It's just basically what I'm saying is weather doesn't affect your mood. You're just fucking annoyed.
I need one nice controlled.
Just like nice. Yeah. You'd love just sort of like, I don't know, you'd love living in a constantly air-cooled Uber.
Mm. But then I think I quite enjoy Britain pre-industrial age because the world wasn't fucked, apart from obviously it was, you know, laws were fucked.
But, oh, what, so sort of like Wild West at a time?
No, just pre...
Pre-war.
You know, pre-evident, pre sort of like climate fucking.
So what were we thinking, 1900s, a bit before that, or earlier?
I mean, the Industrial Revolution was 1800s, so...
Yeah, I'm not good with history. That. Not good with history. So, wait, Matt, you'd enjoy knocking about with Jesus, probably. That's probably all right back then, wouldn't
if
it?
If he existed, we've alienated a few.
I forget about our highly Christian audience that listens. This is... I mean, there's a lot of vicars. I've actually had an email from a vicar saying, good podcast, get us on, I'll talk about the book.
Sat there, took his dog collar off, had a bit of a swill of his whiskey, and sat back relaxing.
He said he'd sponsor us by sending us four bottles of holy wine.
But so we've got to put cash in his little weird bags with the handles on either end.
Yeah, what, to get the donations?
Yeah.
He cashed them in. He cashed in old Gertrude's 5p he offered. That's a thing, actually. That's something we can talk about.
Mm.
That twat I told you about, that homeless fella that got annoyed, so I gave him 10p.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so I was on a tube, and like, don't get me wrong, homelessness is a massive issue. I think it's fucked that in 2019, people are homeless and there's people that don't have a home. But this guy gets on the tube, don't know how, don't know if he's got an Oyster card, probably jumped the barrier. That's a crime, criminal offence. And he was asking for money. I thought, I'll be generous today. By that, I mean, I had 10p in my pocket. I think I just left a bit in the pocket. So I gave him 10p. He had a go at me. He slagged me off. He started going, oh, 10p, is that all you got? I went, I'll have it back if you don't want it. And he was like, oh, you go into Starbucks and you can't even get a coffee and a panini. It costs you 12 quid. I said, that's why you don't go to Starbucks, mate. It's overpriced.
Yeah.
He went off and a half.
Priorities are out of whack there.
I do my bit for charity. I support charity. Not when he's giving me lip.
As an umbrella. Just generally.
So yeah. So this is the sort of just, we're just chatting.
Few Chen Wags.
So in the moment in London, there is the what's the Extinction Rebellion protest going on?
Yeah.
Around the Oxford Circus, Marble Arch, Waterloo Bridge, and the Parliament's houses of.
Marble Arch is a weird place to, you know, protest.
It's a strange area because I suppose it's right around sort of Hyde Parkway, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's obviously you've got like Park Lane, so you have all like the posh hotels, like the Dorchester and that. Mm. But fuck the Dorchester because Sultan of Brunei, prick. Yeah, so it's a bit of a strange time in London. They're just sort of gluing themselves to things, which I don't really understand because surely glue's probably not that great for the environment, is it?
Well,
a lot of horses.
Yeah. Pre-glue. You've got your horse, haven't you? So
so they're killing a horse to make their glue.
Yeah,
is glue,
yeah.
What is glue actually made of? Is it still made of horses? I'd use glue a lot, but I don't sniff it.
Horses,
but
yeah.
That's not made of horses. What, they kill a horse, they take its hooves for glue, and then they give the rest of it to vendors to make a lasagna for the Tesco frozen range.
Yeah, it's pretty good market for France, I think.
Fucking hell. That's another viewer gone. Tick. That's another one lost. Maybe we won't make any more of these. We're losing viewers left, right and centre. Listen, viewers, as if they're watching this, are they? Listeners.
Viewers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm all for these protests, but I don't really understand why they're sort of planning on blocking public transport when they're trying to sort out the environment, because surely you want to encourage public transport for the environment because it's less cars.
Is a plane technically public transport?
I wouldn't really define it as public transport. You couldn't use your Oyster card, could you, to go to Barcelona?
No.
In a way, it's...
We could look into that.
I suppose, in a way, it's public because there's a lot of people on it, but I wouldn't really define it... Yeah, but how far are we going with public transport then? What level are we going to define public transport as?
Don't know, something that's more than four...
More than four people. So if you're on a bus with less than four people, it's not public transport at the time.
It's just transport, isn't it?
It's just transport. Right. Look into, we need to get a little researcher like the like Joe Rogan fella.
Rogan Josh,
yeah. As is it Joe Rogan?
Don't know who that is.
No, he does it's the best selling podcast After Hours.
After Hours?
Yeah. And he sort of has a little research bloke that does a little research.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Is he making money from it?
See, we don't make any money out of this because we like the listeners to have a raw experience. We don't put advertisement in the middle because it will just distract from the listening experience.
But secretly, if you do want to sponsor us, go ahead. Right,
give us 10 pence.
We're open for a hashtag ad or if a hashtag spawn.
If you give us 10 pence, I won't slag you off.
Yeah. Do you know, why haven't they shortened the word hashtag yet?
To just what, hash? Or tag?
I suppose they did do it to hash, didn't they? But like, hashtag, fucking, if you're saying it all the time, it's a long word, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think, the whole point of a hashtag is you're not meant to say it aloud, are you? Like, it's meant to be written down on like a keyboard or a computer or something.
Yeah, but, you know.
But before hashtag, it was just a hash, wasn't it? The hash key.
Yeah.
But then hash got a bad rep.
I suppose it is a hashtag.
Debush.
Hash. It is a hash, which is then tagged to something.
Yeah.
So I've ruled myself out there, haven't I, really?
So basically, they can't shorten the word hashtag because it's already shortened. What would you just shorten it to? Hat-tag. Hat. Hat. There you go. Hat spawn. Hat,
just,
here
just
we go.
Just say a word. Just
list it.
Yeah, symbol.
There we go. Oh, let me know. There was a bit of a sneeze there. Pollen count's quite high.
That's because the world's... Because
of pollution,
fucked.
Yeah, because of climate change. But no one's listening to climate change because, for some reason, the media outlets in the country would rather give a platform to far-right activists and far-right extremists
Facebook's
than
banned,
climate change.
Not that Facebook matters anymore, but Facebook's banned BNP, Britain First, and National Front.
What, on having a page?
Yeah.
Ah, fair play to Facebook. Shame no one uses the social media anymore.
Yeah. I don't think they're quite forward-thinking enough to have an Instagram or a Twitter, so...
No, yeah, but there's a lot of dickheads that have Twitter, that's the problem.
Within the community guidelines now, like if anybody speaks about it, they get banned too.
What, on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's cool. Moderators.
Aye, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
and Russians, but, yeah.
They probably do have a Twitter, but also there's a lot of dickheads on Twitter. There's a lot of work involved on Twitter.
Well, as our friend JT said the other day, when are you getting a Twitter handle? And I was like, full-time job.
Twitter's hard.
Twitter's a full-time job.
Twitter's hard to get like a good, to be able to get a good, solid sort of constant feed out there. I think maybe we should get a Twitter. Thinking about it, would be good.
You can run it then.
Yeah, but I'll just use that software that people do where it just staggers the posts.
Oh, TweetDeck.
That's the one, yeah.
Or the other ones.
Yeah, or a media tweet or something.
Yeah.
Twitter for iPhone.
Fair play.
Yeah, I think having a Twitter would be good. Be a good place for people to find us on because they could DM us on Twitter.
Yeah, we can do that on Instagram.
Yeah, but not everyone's got Instagram.
Not everyone's got Twitter.
I think more people have Twitter than Instagram.
There we go, we're getting a Twitter. Cheers, JT.
If we had a researcher, we'd have the researcher to go...
Yeah, JT, mate, you're doing a marketing degree, you can do it.
JT, look into that if you're listening.
Cheers, pal.
Is there more users on Twitter or Instagram?
Oh, fucking hell.
And then message us on either Twitter or Instagram with the results. We might have both. Might delete the Instagram and just have Twitter.
Not doing that.
I run the Twitter, you run the Instagram. How's that? That's a deal.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, kids.
Easy.
And adults.
Instagram's a piece of piss compared to Twitter, so.
Is it really?
Mm.
All right.
Not everybody sees your posts anymore, but...
No, because of the thing.
Algorithms.
Yeah, fucking algorithms. Mark pricks. Prick. Nonce.
Shall we... So, let's talk about what we've done recently.
Saw a gig last night, didn't we?
We went to see Indoor Pets yesterday at Scala.
Good band. Jamie's a good singer. Massive hands. Really big hands.
I had listened to the album, but I don't know lyrics to any songs, so...
I knew the lyrics.
So I wasn't singing along.
You were nodding along, though.
But I was bopping away.
You were nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah, good gig. And Scala's, good range of beers. Expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got mine in before I had in the pub.
So, easy. If you are going to Scala in King's Cross, have a few beforehand.
Or just go sober.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a possibility. You don't have to drink all your life.
No. Remember that time I went in there to Hyde Park and just took 90 states with me?
I wasn't there.
You weren't? Yeah, you were at work or something.
Yeah, I was doing something.
But, yeah, I just had non-alcoholic beers and everybody was like, what are you doing that for? I was like, well...
Don't have to get pissed every day, piss heads.
You're sat in the park drinking fucking beer. Sure.
It's a bit scummy, isn't it? Drinking. The thing is, it's weird, isn't it? This is the weird thing. If you're sitting in a park and you're drinking, like... Brewdog or a craft beer or even a beer Moretti. If you're in a park drinking that, it's all right. You're hip, you're quiche.
But if
you're
sat
good.
Down there fucking drinking cans of Foster's or...
Yeah, if you're having a fucking special Tyski, brew, you're a scumbag. Shit. You're a scum. Yeah. What is that? Pick up the Tyski, drink it where you want to drink it. Fuck it. Just don't drink it somewhere where you're going to spill it all over the seats like on a train or a bus.
Yeah. We were saying yesterday...
Or if you are going to drink it, don't be a yob. That's a rule. How about it? Drink in public, don't be a cunt.
Yeah.
That's a rule. Write that one down. 10 Commandments. That's the 11th.
Or they could
God run out of space on his slate.
They could make beer cans like packets of smokes. So, unbranded. Just got the name on it. So, you don't have to look too far into it.
That's true enough.
Yeah.
Just all the cans of beer are just green.
Mm.
Yeah, all white. Never thought of that. Yeah. It's true enough. Could be an idea.
There you go.
But another thing with beer, like 9% special brew, scumbag, 9% like ale of some variety, glassy. What's that about? Both of them get you fucked.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot more goes in, like we were saying yesterday, weren't we, that things that go into, you know, like the fucking top end scumbag beers and ciders. Like
top end scum, top end scumbag beer. What's a top end scumbag beer?
Special brew, tie skinny.
Top end, high end scumbag. What's that?
Top end ABV.
So you're high. ABV. We're talking. I thought you meant like, it's like high end scumbag.
No, like, high end scumbag.
You got like your entry level scumbag, which is just like K.
Oh, we were. You were saying yesterday, weren't we, that cider just doesn't, it's not like,
I don't get cider.
Wow.
I don't like it. Nothing goes into it.
You're fucking just stewing some apples and putting loads of shit inside.
Yeah, but cheap cider, Strongbow and that, just tastes of fucking petrol.
Yeah, like...
I'd rather have a bit of BP Ultimate than that, really.
Just grow a fucking pallet. Like...
just...
Come
what,
on.
Pallet of what, vegetables on the pallet? Shipping pallet?
Just taste buds, mate.
Grow some taste buds.
Like...
So what we're saying here is, if you drink cider, fuck off.
No,
have
but
a beer.
Like, don't you don't have to fuck off. You can just, you know, just try
just
something
new. Don't drink it near you.
No, just try something different. Don't fucking get Strongbow Dark Fruit or just Strongbow Normal.
Oh no, but
or,
no one
or Summersby on tap. Get some fucking. Get
no
somewhere
one,
else.
No
get,
one
explore.
No one ever buys
about.
Regular Strongbow now that Strongbow Dark Fruit became a thing.
It's just like current. It's just Strongbow and Black.
He's so annoyed.
What's the point?
He's so... If you can see his facial expressions, he's so annoyed about this.
Like at work, we have... the anyway.
Yeah, but you get knobheads that come into your work that go, have you got this on tap when they're looking at the taps?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Should we get into bar etiquette now? Because
so,
there's a lot of pricks.
No, hang on here. Right, so... NUS come round occasionally to make sure we're selling the right products and that sort of thing. And we're supposed to sell a lot more than we do... products wise, but we haven't got the room on the bars, so they come in like, have you got Copperberg on draft? No, cider's not even fucking popular anymore. Why would we get Strongbow Dark Fruit on tap? Why would we get Copperberg on tap?
I didn't
why would
even
we get
know
on tap?
You could get Copperberg on tap.
Yeah, but like, just fucking,
it's like in Weatherspoons they have like wine on tap.
Put some Black Currant in it. £3.20.
Yeah, that's true enough.
Fuck off.
It's weird, isn't it?
Don't come at me saying cider's good when, like, you're not exploring it. You're just fucking trying dark fruit.
It's just sugar, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Just cider's
just
sweet.
Broadening horizons.
Another thing in bars while we're on the topic.
Yeah, sorry, I got a bit worked up there.
If you're on a topic...
It's the heat.
Yeah, but we're on the topic of bars. If you're ordering a Guinness, it's the first thing you order. Don't put it last on the order. Yeah. I don't even work behind a bar, but it's annoying, isn't it?
Mm.
But then when you're pouring it, when the person behind the bar's pouring it, do something else while it's settling.
Yeah.
Scottish stores.
If someone's ordered a Guinness, an ale from a pump, and a cider, do the Guinness. Start the Guinness going first.
Then
stop it halfway.
Then the ale.
Do the ale. Stop it three quarters. Do the Summersby. Top up the Guinness. Go back to the ale. Top it up. Done.
Done, yeah. Easy. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's like a lesson in the podcast. Not only we've taught you, we've told people a lot today, haven't we? We taught them that the 11th commandment was, if you're drinking in public, don't be a cunt.
Yeah.
And that if you're going to do some bar stuff, do the Guinness first.
Just Guinness.
Guinness first. Yeah, do the Guinness Paltrow first.
Yeah. Yeah, and no logo in the foam. Fuck off with that.
If you put a logo in the foam, I said it, didn't I? I said if there's a logo in the foam, I was spitting it.
I mean, I used to just try and write fuck.
How?
Don't know.
How many? Never how fu- how close to fuck did you get? Did you just get an F?
Yeah.
So then the next one you'd pour a U?
No, just to go back to F again.
Oh, no, I'd do like a cycle. F, so then F. It's just on St. Patrick's Day, you could just write fucking shit on the bar and Guinness foam.
Well, there we go. We move on from bars.
Yeah, we've moved on from slagging off that. So, thinking another thing we could do on this is the listeners could send us in questions.
Yeah,
and we'll answer them on the show.
Yeah,
and we could have a sort of like, so just like questions. We do like one of them Instagram story things where people can put the questions in or something.
What do you want me to do that now then?
Well, not yet.
Next one.
Well, yeah, because we can't answer them live because it would take too long. People are working, unlike us. We're lazy bastards.
Easter closure.
Working from home.
Spreadsheet's open.
Our laptop's actually running out of battery.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So, yeah, we could do questions. So, yeah, you heard it here first. If you've got a question, send it in. Let us know. We'll answer it. This is when it gets to this point, it really reminds me that we should plan this shit. Because you're just looking at your phone. He's not even listening to a word I'm saying.
I'm in the zone.
Yeah. It's dead air. I'm just going to leave the dead air in.
Don't.
No, I think I should.
No, because he did it on the other podcast. It just sounded really weird.
No, because I tried to cut it out, and if you cut it out too much, it sounds strange as well. Yeah. A few seconds of dead air is good. It builds tension.
I think it just enforces the fact that we don't know what we're talking about.
We do know what we're talking about. We're talking about dead air now. See how that's just flown? We've just made a cycle. We're just building topics. We don't need to plan this shit. You just talk. You talk enough, your brain kicks in sooner or later. Whoa. Your mouth moves, your brain kicks in.
So true, that.
Or yeah. Maybe, like, we can... So we've had some good shit. I can just cut out the shit.
I need another coffee.
Tired?
A bit, yeah, but... Didn't exactly lack on sleep, so...
I love how we're just talking about how your sleeping habits and the fact that you need coffee. Oh, if anyone's listening to this, well, they probably haven't. They turned it off.
You know what's good about this though is we don't have to take any more photos for it.
No, we don't. Yeah, this is easy.
Because we already got it from last time.
Yeah, exactly. Easy. Post it, done. Shunt it, done. Boom. See you later.
Boom. Boom. I mean, I'll use a different photo to the cover one, but...
Yeah.
But we've got them anyway.
Yeah.
So, no worries, no boogie. You know what's good? Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. James has recently gotten into Minecraft.
Well, so Will's been playing it. This is going on his PlayStation. I've played it for quite a long time. First time the other day. Last week, I played a Mario game for the first time ever.
You really are living your sort of childhood now.
Yeah.
That's pretty mad that you had his first time you ever played Mario.
24 and a half. Played Mario for the first time the other day.
Mad, didn't it?
24 and a half. Played Minecraft for the first time the other day. Now I'm addicted.
What's going to happen when you're 25 and a half? You're going to play...
I don't know. Chess.
Chess for the first time. You're gonna play...
I can't play it. Don't know. Don't understand it.
I don't get chess. I like a checkers.
I think it was only certain people that ever got taught or tried to learn chess.
Nerds.
I actually played poker for the first time in today as well.
You really are living. Really are living.
Mm.
And tomorrow, James is going to try something else for the first time.
What's that then?
Just you wait and see.
Good shit. Has anybody got any guest recommendations?
Yeah, if you want to be a guest, or you are a guest, or you got a guest, let us know. Be our guest.
If you're doing well in life and you've got a story
not
to tell...
Not necessarily doing well, if you're just a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, if you've got a story to tell.
Yeah. Say you are like that bloke on 127 hours. Was it 127? No, it got stuck in a mountain.
Oh, I never watched that. I didn't want to see... I didn't want to see somebody pull their arm off of a fucking blunt stick, whatever it was, spoon or some shit.
I mean, it's just make-believe, though, isn't it? It did happen, but it wasn't footage of him actually doing it.
No, but I imagine it would be gory enough to be like, oh, believable.
It's pretty gory. It's blooming what's-his-face that directed it. Danny Boyle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he's pretty gory.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Good guy.
2012 games.
What?
Can you believe London 2012 was 7 years ago?
Well, yeah. It's gone quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's taking you literally now. Taking you literally.
Yeah. That does annoy me, actually, when people say, oh, can you believe that? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, I don't believe in abortion. Well, what do you mean you don't believe in abortion? It does happen. It does exist.
Yeah.
You can't not believe in it because it's a thing. Mm. What you mean is you don't agree with it and you don't agree with it because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Their body, let people do what they want.
It's quite an angsty topic, isn't it?
But it's your body, do what you want with it.
Hard hitting. Yeah.
What would you have? So if you're having a day based around cheese, what would your breakfast be?
I don't know. Cheese, what would I have?
Cheesy breakfast.
Cheese naan.
What?
Cheese naan. Cheese naan, mate.
Cheese naan?
I want no cheese naan. Cheese naan.
Love I'm cheese so naan. What? That's not a cheesy...
What would I have? A toasted TK with cheese on, maybe.
That's weird.
That's not weird.
That is weird.
Right. Hands up.
Hands up!
Hands up. Everybody, hands up. If you fucking... I don't know if it's a northern thing, but like, certainly... Well, I think my dad did that. My dad would always have cheese on a toasted tea cake, buttered.
Is a toasted
cake is basically just a hot cross bun without the fucking weird top bit.
Without the cross. Yeah, I was going to say, it's just... Yeah, it's just a fucking...
But toasted tea cakes aren't sticky like hot cross buns.
Yeah, why are hot cross buns sticky?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they put like a sort of a sticky wash on the outside?
Glaze.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Weird that. Like,
so that's breakfast. Sorted. Bish, bash, bosh.
Lunch.
Lunch. Fucking cheese and toast or something, mate.
Real cheese. Would you have beans with them?
Sometimes.
If you're treating yourself? Yeah. Yep, fair enough. Dinner?
Dinner. Macaroni cheese, probably.
Cheesecake for pudding?
Cheesecake for pudding.
Do you fancy a little snack? What would you have for a little snack?
Small cheese board, mate.
Just a cheese ball. Are we talking just cheddar in every meal here? Just the same fucking cathedral city. Other cheeses are available.
Up until cheesecake and cheese board, yeah.
What would be on the cheese board?
Mixtures. Bit of port-a-loo.
A bit of what?
Port-a-loo.
Oh, that one you put.
President Brie.
Port-a-loo.
Port-a-loo.
Yeah, what sort of cheese is it?
I don't know, actually. I'm not... aren't crazy well versed in that.
You know the brand names, you don't know what it is.
Wensleydale cranberry.
Oh, Wensleydale cranberry is fucking good.
It's good shit. Bit of blue stuff.
Bit of blue.
Can only have it in small amounts, so.
But yeah, too much, and it's a bit pongy.
Yeah. Don't ever put red Leicester on a cheese plate, though, because it's good, but it's a bit weak.
Yeah, if you were substituting a cheese, I'd probably have like a Lancashire bomber over a bit of red Leicester.
It's quite big for a cheese board, though, isn't it?
What? Not on a fucking Spitfire, on it. Airfix model. That's what it's served on. It's just served on the wing of a Spitfire.
Silly.
It's come in. They fought for you so you could eat. It's a meaningful board. Been quite an uplifting and light podcast today. Spoken about Bingham's cheese board.
Cheese board.
Spoken about Bingham's cheesy day.
One big cheese. This hasn't happened, by the way.
It's big cheesy breakfast.
But it could.
I mentioned you saying about the hot cross bun with cheese, and I think me and Lucy were a bit confused.
Not hot cross bun, mate. Chester tea cake.
No, but I think you had a hot cross bun, didn't you, with cheese? A couple of weeks ago? It's around the Easter time, so there's hot cross buns coming out your ears.
Yeah, probably, but then...
What happens to hot cross buns throughout the year? Do they just turn back to tea cakes? To like the people that produce...
Once Easter's over, that's when all the Easter products come back out again for next year, isn't it? Same as Christmas, really. So once Christmas finishes...
Easter.
On 27th, just after Boxing Day, it all just starts again, doesn't it?
It goes to Easter, and then after Easter, it goes to Halloween. Mm. No, we're forgetting Valentine's Day. Getting Valentine's Day. That's when they make like heart-shaped toasted tea cakes.
Yeah, so Christmas, New Year's, but no one buys anything for each other at New Year's.
New Year's is just sort of Iceland platters.
Yeah. Cocktail sausages.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
A 50-piece Indian selection.
Ah, yeah. Bit of Balti mix.
You just get sort of like some samosas and bhajis. A pakora, if you're lucky.
Oh, I fucking love pakoras.
Yeah. What is the difference?
Shout out to Coventry's spice truck. Great pakoras from there.
What's the difference between a bhaji and a pakora? JT, another JT, one for
mate.
You, mate.
That's for you.
Cheers.
Cheers, pal.
Cheers.
I don't even know it. Brilliant.
He's got a lot to research.
Aye.
He's got a lot to look into. But all of you listeners also... You're going to also enjoy this. And if you know the answer, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll give you a shout out.
Drop us a message.
Instagram
here
currently.
We go, pod.
I'm going to get a Twitter running. Oh, can't
Here we go, pod.
I'm going to get set up a Twitter.
Feel free to email this. Us at podcasthereweGo@gmail.com.
Feel free to also...
Hashtag HereWeGoPodcast.
And also, leave us a review on podcasting services.
Yeah, we had a bit of a free-for-all of reviews around Christmas time, and then I've done one since. That's it. You know, not biased.
Yeah, we should get some more reviews, really.
Until next time.
And then the next time we do this 0.5, we're going to have like some jingles and shit. Yeah, so
thanks. Choice come at me.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. All the best.
Ta. Pissed off and ready to go.
We're pissed off and we're ready to go. Here we go.